I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Welcome to How Good's Footy, a weekly AFL podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all. I'm Carney.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Dusha.
Boys, how good's footy?
Close. That's what it is.
It's here. Over the weekend, I was at a music festival where I ran into people from my chaotic Bombers group chat.
Good.
We were all very stressed. I'm feeling very anxious. Nervous breakdown could be around the corner at any time.
Is there hope for you?
As long as they don't underperform, it should be okay.
And to be honest, I think there are a few teams that'll slide past you just quietly, including one team that also got a new coach. I'm going to say right now, they're going to finish in the bottom four, and they're going to have a terrible time. And I don't understand why they sacked Brett Ratton, because they're just going to get a worse result under their new coach, who is also a sex pest.
Are you talking about St Kilda?
I'm talking about St Kilda.
St Kilda, they can get fucked this year.
Who is their coach again?
Ross Lyon.
Oh, that's right. Cunt.
Yeah.
Garlic breath. Fuck Garlic face breath himself. Fuck.
And they're already like, oh, you know, it's about building the foundation for next year. No. When you sacked Ratton, it's because you were like, we've underperformed. We should be a finals playing team. And now it's like, oh, hang on. We might not play finals. No, you're probably not, because your list's shit. Your coach is a dick. Your club is a basket case. G-Train's left St Kilda too. She's gone to Richmond.
That's fucked news.
They've lost the G-Train. Kate Sheilor's gone to North. Oh, they're a rabble down at Moorabbin.
They did pick up Collingwood captain, though.
Steph Chiocci, yep. And,
trader.
And Jamie Lambert.
Captain leaving?
Whoa. Makes you sick.
Jamie Lambert also moved across. Whew.
And Sean, I think you may have seen this because I broke the news in the How Good's Footy group chat, but Essendon have just quietly snatched up Cody Jacques from Richmond, who is Taylor Harris's partner. So if Taylor wants to play footy for love, I reckon
she's
we can make space.
She's won a premiership. What else is there to do?
For love.
And the reason she went to Melbourne is because Daisy Pierce was there, and Daisy Pierce not there anymore.
Cody's at the Bombers.
Imagine if just before the season started, Taylor Harris went to Essendon.
Well, I mean, is there still time for this?
Yeah.
They have to do a trade.
Yeah, it would just be a trade. But imagine just out of nowhere, it's like Essendon have made they've just traded for Taylor Harris.
Anyway, the vibes, boys, the vibes are good.
Speaking of vibes, Tom.
Is it time for a vibe check?
I think we should do a vibe check.
The round will be starting, by the time you're listening to this, in less than 24 hours, round one will kick off.
Yeah.
Can you taste that, Sean?
I can taste it.
Can you taste that, mate?
I think I can. Mm. Tom, give me a team. I'll give you a vibe.
Adelaide.
Interesting. Yes. You bring them up.
Why?
I think they'll be better than last year.
Mm.
I see Kane Corns thinks they might make the eight. I think he's a fuckhead.
He reckons they'll make the eight.
Yeah. I think Adelaide.
They're building nicely.
Adelaide should do well. If they slide back, it's going to be carnage there.
I just forgot they picked up Rankin too.
Rankin, Darcy Fogarty had a huge end to the
Richelli
season.
Gets a second year.
Young players should get better, et cetera, et cetera.
Rory Laird, full-time midfielder.
Still got a fuckhead named Taylor playing for them though.
They do.
And I will say this, we still hate them.
Yeah.
Good luck to them though.
Good luck.
We'll see what happens.
So
I'm in the same camp. We're doing a vibe check of all 22 teams.
Yeah, of course.
Teams, however many fucking teams there are in
18.
The AFL.
Is that enough about Adelaide?
I think we've said too much about Adelaide, to be honest.
Yeah.
What's the next team alphabetically?
Brisbane.
Sean, what's the vibe check out of Brisbane HQ for you, mate?
Vibes are feeling good. Got a new captaincy duo.
Yep. And a big leadership group.
Got half a team full of leaders.
I mean, that's a good sign. Everyone's ready to make the step up.
Before you continue, Sean, while we're on the captaincy thing, I did notice a very interesting tidbit over the weekend, which is Mitch the Ram Robinson, former Brisbane player, put up his best 22 for round one. And I looked at this and I went, this is a pretty good team. Guess who wasn't in that 22?
Dane.
Yeah.
Zorka. I think it's more to do with, I don't think he's going to be fit to play, and he's not.
He's been ruled out?
I'm pretty sure Zorko's not playing. Yeah.
He's got to fight his way back in.
Otherwise, vibe's looking good.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Top four?
Should finish top four.
Yep. There are a lot of people.
Should be in the grand final. Should win the premiership.
There's a lot of people saying Brisbane for the premiership.
Yeah.
You're hearing it more and more.
You're hearing it everywhere.
Business
from smart people too, not booming. Just from people in this podcast.
Yeah, no. Whispers becoming yells.
Friend of the show, Gemma.
Yeah.
Also believes Brisbane for the premiership.
Yes.
She's been on the Brisbane train for a while.
She has, yes.
But that train was going to pull into premiership station eventually.
It was.
Yeah. Safe bet, really.
Running express.
Yeah.
Stopping no stations but premiership station.
Big time. Who's next, Carlton?
Yep.
No more Brisbane? Sean, this is your opportunity to talk about Brisbane as
I've
much as you
I've said all
like.
I can say about them.
New players are looking fucking good.
Yeah. Gunston. Exciting. Ashcroft.
Living up to his gun name.
Please get a haircut, son.
no, let it go longer.
Connor McKenna for fantasy. Hope he does well. Who else came in? Dunkley.
Oh, yeah. Who else came in? Oh, who was that really good midfielder that we picked
I got a feeling this young kid Dunkley's going to go okay.
Josh Dunkley, you're in a couple of whispers.
Friend of your dad.
Friend of my dad who is back where it all began. And my dad's currently in New Zealand.
Whoa.
Which is where he mentored Dunkley.
There's something in that, I reckon.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, when you say mentor Dunkley, I'd love to. Did they just hang out on a holiday?
I think they were on the same holiday at the same time together.
Because your dad is friends with
his dad.
His dad.
Yeah.
Mr. Dunkley.
Andrew.
Who played for the Swans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wild.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Both farm boys.
Ah.
Both farmers.
John Carney ever pull on the boots, mate?
Don't know, but you've got to imagine that Josh Dunkley took a footy with him on that holiday.
Yeah.
You've got to think that at one point, my dad fired him a handball.
Oh, yeah. And I bet Josh took the handball on the chest, looked up and was like, whew.
Yeah. I bet my dad touching the leather, Josh absorbed all of my dad's knowledge.
Yeah.
Taught him everything he knows.
I think you could say that.
Yeah. Premiership.
So you know what that means? Not only is Josh Dunkley a good footballer, great rally car driver.
This is true.
Good mechanic as well.
Oh, fucking hell. Bad farmer. Getting tractors bogged left and right. Speaking of dads, though, Carlton, Michael Voss.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Hard to get a read on him.
Not really. I think they should play finals.
They should.
Case closed.
7th or 8th has the name on it, I reckon. Oh,
no, I think they'll go a little bit higher. They could.
Carlton? Top four.
Because
traditionally, at least two teams out of the eight do drop out, and one team from outside the eight goes top four. Statistically speaking, that's on average.
Yeah, no, that's
the Max
sense.
Lawton kind of philosophy.
Carlton, top four.
Carlton missing out on finals last year in such a heartbreaking fashion may have flattened them a little bit for this season.
They'll be hungry.
You reckon they'll be hungry?
Michael Voss won't allow flat.
That's true. I forgot about the Michael Voss factor.
That's true.
The MVF.
And the other thing too is Kerno won the Coleman.
Yep.
No preseason.
Yeah, okay.
For the first time ever, he's come in fit.
Their only concern, I think, is Walsh. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yep. And Williams, who's down, who's out for.
He's a non-factor. Carlton, finals, lock that in.
Lock it in?
Lock.
Collingwood? Can't.
Who knows?
Not finals, lock that in.
So, whoa!
They're going to miss the eight. They're going to come 9th or 10th, I think.
Whoa.
The reason is their draw's going to get harder. They've lost. I know they didn't have Brodie Grundy all year, but I don't think Darcy Cameron is going to give him the edge in the. I don't know. Traditionally, teams that have won close games in a previous season and a number of games where they logically shouldn't have won have then had a harder draw because they finish higher up and then get wiped out.
And also, I guess teams know what to expect from Collingwood now. Being like, if they get a sniff, they're going to keep coming.
They could absolutely prove me wrong. I will know in 2 days' time if they do that because Geelong got them round one. But I just don't know if they can replicate.
Actually, yeah, you're talking shit about Collingwood. Bad omen for the start
season. They might still beat us, but I don't see them.
Collingwood.
Whoa!
A team's got to drop out of the eight, and I think it's the Bulldogs and the Pies.
Could be Geelong.
Yeah. It's not going to be, though.
It could be, though.
But could be.
Geelong, top four. Sorry, we're not at Geelong yet.
No.
Collingwood.
They're hard to get a read on, though, because you don't know.
I don't think they'll be top four again.
I think sixth.
Yeah, 6 to 10.
I think...
6 to 10?
Nah, sorry, I'll go 5 to 9.
Nah, I'm going 8th to 11th.
Give yourself a buffer, boy.
Fucking hell.
They could make... They were top four, Tom.
Yeah, but their percentage was 104. Yeah.
They got on a roll, though.
One hell of a roll.
When the pressure was on, though, in finals against big teams, they got found out.
Next team.
Essendon.
Joel, only you can answer this, mate. I got no fucking idea.
Vibes are all over the shop, as is the Essendon tradition. First practice game against Gold Coast, I was like, oh, this is all right. Second practice game against St Kilda, I was like, maybe I don't like footy anymore.
Yeah.
But
practice games, though.
Yeah. And one thing that I will say about our practice game loss, embarrassing loss to St Kilda, is that the plays and things like that in the game were fine. It was just the goal kicking, which obviously a very important aspect, but that is something we can fix. But we've needed to tighten up our goal kicking for going on 20 years now. So
ladder position?
It's honestly with Essendon.
7th to 11th, I think.
Do you want me to predict?
Yeah. What?
Lock in?
Yeah.
Bottom four.
There it is.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going bottom four.
No, I don't either.
I think the bottom four.
I think I'd go 8th to
12th.
13th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think your bottom four, I can just do this right now. North, St Kilda, Hawthorn.
West Coast?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Someone.
Well, that's the scary thing. Someone has to be the fourth in the bottom four.
Yeah.
Good draft pick, though.
It is a juicy draft pick.
Has the season started yet? Is it time to talk about draft picks? Good luck to you, Joel.
Thank you.
Exciting though to have a new coach and just see what happens.
Yeah.
And Tip is back.
If you had the season you had last year and you still had Rutten, you'd be heading into this season being like, ugh, jeez.
Yeah. And the same cap. Like, I mean, we've also got new leadership group. Well, just a new captain and new vice captain. New coach.
Who's the vice captain again?
McGrath.
McGrath, that's right. It's wild.
Why?
I always think it's Redmond and then it's not.
Redmond would be wild. He's
know.
Too lippy, I reckon.
Yeah, sometimes you need a lippy captain. Not for Brisbane.
It doesn't pan out. That is wrong.
Yeah, it doesn't pan out because, unfortunately, lips say things.
Lutes lips.
Yeah.
Famously.
Sink premierships. Next team.
Nah, do you want any more about Essendon?
I'm excited to see how we go, like, how Peter Wright follows up his season from last year, considering how many goals he kicked in a season where we were pretty ordinary.
Are you coming in with a stack of injuries? He's like, so because Cox didn't play barely at all last season, did he?
He had, I can't remember if it was his knee or
his
foot.
Was injured
foot.
In and out of the side early with injury.
Our injuries at the moment, Stringer is fucked, which we've discussed on the show before.
He's always fucked.
Yeah.
Or he's the fittest he's ever been, which case he's more fucked.
Yeah. He's fucked pending.
Fucked pending.
Oh, and I think Caldwell got hurt in the practice game, but I don't know how severe the injury was.
Okay.
But I believe that Cox and like Jones and stuff like that are good to go.
Oh, Nick Cox, the forgotten man.
Number 13.
Bring him back.
You never left, Sean.
Bring him back, I say.
Yeah, that's bold of you to say. He
didn't play last year.
No, no. He did a little bit.
Bring him back.
Bring him back.
Let him play, Joel.
I know that this is like the most obvious call in the world, but it will be exciting to just see how round one goes. Just because it's so hard to get a read on it. I think it's Hawthorn.
Well, that's Sean.
It is.
I think Essendon are winning a game in round one.
It is Hawthorn. Hawthorn at the MCG at 3:20 on Sunday.
Prime time.
Hey, Sean. This year, I'm getting real used to 3:20 afternoon games.
Do you have a lot of them?
Oh, yeah.
That's good. That's a prime time slot
for you on a Sunday. You can go to the footy and then you can go have a pub meal after.
But we're also copying them on Saturdays as well, which is also funny.
The 3:20 slot's a good slot.
I think it is, but there is a stigma to it.
To a degree.
Yeah.
Especially, I think on Sunday it's not too bad, but on Saturday it's like...
Saturday it's a bit of a graveyard.
Yeah. Sunday, you don't want the 4:40 on
it's
Sunday.
It's the 4:40 or the 4:10 slot, which is just a fucking no man land slot. It overlaps with about five games.
Or the Sunday 6:10.
Oh.
The West Coast special.
Yeah. Monday night, though, you're back on board. You're like, oh, prime time.
Speaking of West Coast specials, and a team that might be playing a 6:10 on a Sunday evening... Freo.
Ah, yes.
They're next.
I don't have a read on them. They lost a lot of players. They brought in O'Meara.
Jackson.
Who Kados the Weapon famously hates.
Jackson.
Oh, yeah, Jackson, who's not fit yet, is he?
He's playing.
Is he playing?
Yeah, he'll play.
Good for him.
Five-foot full forward.
Five-foot full forward's interesting. I like it. I like it in theory. I want to see it happen. I want to see him actually kick straight.
The reason I like it, though, Sean, is if you need to, you can be like, geez, we need some crunch. Fucking, I combined two words. We need some crunch, clutch minutes here. Just put him on the ball for a couple of minutes.
I guess. They got a good midfield, though.
They do, but like he's handy to throw up there just to destabilize things a little bit because he's capable of doing that.
A new captain. Exciting times at Freo.
Yep.
Alex Pearce, one of the sexiest men in football. He's a gorgeous man.
It's true.
Man, if I was playing a full forward on Alex Pearce, I wouldn't get a touch. I'd be too busy.
I think if
looking at Alex Pearce.
I think if a player has long hair, Tom's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a type. It's very clear, hey.
Yeah.
And they've got glasses and long hair. Look out. Fucking look out.
Can I let you in on a little secret? Alex Pearce, he wears glasses.
Yeah. He does.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Yeah,
when he reads me poems in bed.
But
in my dreams.
Has the same name as the cannibal from Tasmania.
Ooh.
Alexander Pearce.
Didn't know about that.
Why would you bring that up?
Yeah, that's a weird...
You're harshing my vibe, man.
Yeah, that's... I'm just, you know...
I've come in, I've got a weird energy because we've just come from a Scaredy Boys retreat for our podcast, Scaredy Boys, new episodes every Friday.
Yeah, that's correct.
I'm a little bit fired up. I'm a little bit tired. I'm a little bit wired. I've been driving in the car, listening to some podcasts, eating some popcorn chicken.
Oh, yeah.
And drinking a latte.
Shout out to our sponsors, KFC, and their song, Friday Night Footy.
Oh,
Friday Night Footy, not Friday Night.
Man, sponsorship lost.
Damn, we lost it.
Well.
We were on a Shannon roll, too.
Next team.
I've done some digging with Friday Night Footy, by the way.
Oh, please.
Oh, yeah, now, please.
Uncovered
please.
Nothing. Oh. Like, it's like...
I did see a discussion in the How Good's Footy Discord server where someone was saying that they knew someone at KFC.
That's that person I have been communicating with.
Can they get us some dates, please?
Yeah, they tried. They tried to. They tried to suss it out, what had happened.
Is it available?
Sorry, Tom, what was that?
You're right there, mate.
Is it available?
What is available?
The Knoll, the Shannon Roll Knoll.
Oh.
The Shannon Knoll Roll.
It's going to be available from games starting round one. So we'll know this weekend.
Yeah, cool.
Can you get it at KFC?
No, it's only at the footy.
Wow, that's exclusive.
It's so fucking dumb.
Oh, it's great. I love it.
It's similar to the double tender roll, though, that you can
get
at KFC.
Sorry, is it only at one ground?
No, it's select games of NRL, AFL.
And soccer.
What does that mean? Where we decide to
Marvel, 100% Marvel. It won't be anywhere else.
Disappointing.
Why? Where do you want to get it?
I don't know. Anywhere I want. Trevor Barker, Wilson Storage, Trevor Barker Memorial Beach Oval.
Oh, imagine dropping off KFC down there. The vibes would be out of control.
So much sand in your Shannon Knoll roll.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Next team.
Is it Geelong?
It is Geelong.
Skip.
Why?
Vibes. Bad.
Why are we saying vibes bad?
You've had your time.
Premiership hangover.
I don't think we'll have one. I think it'll be an interesting year for us, a bit of a transition year. Even though we didn't lose a lot of players.
Fire Chris Scott.
I don't think so.
He's only got one plan.
Yeah, win a premiership.
And I tell you what, it was a good plan. I've been watching a lot of documentary. There was a great doco on Fox Footy last week when we recorded about it.
Okay, Tom, be honest. Was it a good documentary or did it just have highlights of the grand final mixed with people talking about how good it was to win a grand final?
It looked at the whole season from losing the prelim last year to the grand final.
Was it a good documentary?
Yeah,
though?
I think it was.
If I barrack for the Sydney Swans, would I enjoy watching it?
Maybe up to a point.
Mm.
It's not made for the Sydney Swans, Sean. Do you know if the Sydney Swans fans
documentary should be made for everyone.
Here you go, Sean.
Movies famously shouldn't have a target audience. They're for everyone.
If Swans fans are annoyed that they didn't get the doco, should have won the grand final, Sean.
This is true.
Should have shown up for the grand final.
Should have sent emails in about fantasy earlier as well.
Yeah. Look, I think Geelong will be a threat again. There'll be some interesting stuff. I'm excited to see how the new recruits in Henry, Bowes, and Broon fit into the side.
Yeah.
What I'm most excited for, though, is to just watch Tyson Stengel kick another bag of goals and look very exciting with blonde tips, boys.
Whoa, look out.
Juicy. And, of course, with our master coach in the coach's box, Daisy Pierce.
Yeah, fuck, I forgot you have the power of Daisy now.
She's going to be there every game?
I think so, yeah.
That is powerful.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Imagine Dangerfield's footy ability with Daisy Pierce's footy brain.
I hope they team up so they can call them Daisy Field.
Oh!
Maybe he finally won't be a dumb cunt anymore.
I love Danger. He's great.
He's all right.
He's a good fella.
He loves fishing and playing footy.
He does.
I guess that's pretty good.
Loves his kids, loves his wife, loves surfing.
He's a wife guy.
He's
a better version of Tom Hawkins. Not player-wise, just personality-wise.
Tom Hawkins seems like a good boy.
I don't trust him.
I don't trust him either. He does weird things on the footy field.
Okay.
He does dog things.
You mean kick heaps of goals, Sean?
Nah, I think he's a dog. I think he puts hands in backs.
Yeah. Tom Hawkins, when I look him in the eyes, there's something in there that I don't like. Yeah, I see something.
It's not human.
Yeah.
There's something there.
Can I ask you, Sean?
It's a bit Alexander Pierce or something.
the fullback or the cannibal?
The cannibal.
How's your relationship with Jeremy Cameron going into 2023?
Horrible.
I thought you forgave him.
I didn't forgive him, did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
famously
I did.
Forgave
there's
him.
There's no audio of that. There's none up here. Why would I forgive him?
Because you
think I found momentary happiness for him, but nah, I don't really forgive him.
I think you said that because you rode that goal, that in that moment you
no,
forgave
no,
him.
That was a mistake.
I know.
It was the footage of him after the ground, getting photos of all the Auskick kids, and then also giving his medal to Sam Morfitt when they pulled him over the fence.
I think he knew the cameras were on. He looked down the barrel and he went, I know Sean Carney's watching.
Sean, this is for you. I'm still a cunt inside. Yeah, nah, Geelong. Premiers, again, back-to-back, baby. Another tattoo.
So Brisbane?
Yeah, I guess why not?
Oh, he's in. Whoa.
Another tattoo?
Well, I'm going to get another tattoo anyway.
Yep.
So
it doesn't count if you just get a random tattoo to sell.
I may as well, if I'm getting a second, why don't I get a third?
Fucking hell.
Wait.
I'm in.
Stay away from the dentist.
I'm still... I'm still pledging that if we win a final, I'll get a tattoo.
Yeah.
Will you get two if they then win the flag?
Probably. If Essendon somehow win the flag this year, who knows what I'll do?
Face tat? Say it right now.
I will not get a face
tattoo. Oh, boo! Neck they're not going to win, Sean. They're not going to win.
If they win the flag, get a tattoo of Sheeds on your ass.
Get that's the photo good. Of me and
him,
Sheeds
him
on my ass.
Him the flag. Not the flag, the jacket.
Yeah.
Sheeds on one cheek, the jacket in the hand over the other cheek.
His elbow where your butthole is.
Yeah, that's good.
The people's elbow. Joel Dooch's arsehole.
Gary Moorcroft taking the mark and the footy is Joel's arsehole.
A lot of good ass tattoo ideas.
Oh, fuck.
I don't know if they're good.
Okay. I'm happy to pledge that. If Essendon win the flag, I'll get an Essendon tattoo on my ass.
Clarify, yeah.
Yeah, an ass tattoo if we win the flag.
Gary Moorcroft taking mark of the year with your bumhole. But we're all pledged up.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
So it's tattoos for everyone?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Next team, Gold Coast.
They need to be making finals.
They're making the eight, I think, this year.
I think they need to be in that. They, when the final round begins, they need to be live.
Yep.
Minimum.
Yep.
Yep. That's what I think.
I think they'll finish between 10th and 14th.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I believe grand final appearance. Fuck. Maiden finals appearance for the Gold Coast Suns.
Maybe Kingy will just be like, fuck it, I'm going to kick 100 this year.
He could. Mm. He could.
And then move.
Whoa.
Nah, stay there forever, mate.
He won't go to St Kilda now that Ross is there.
Fuck.
Ben's going to leave.
How'd they all leave?
Wait, Max is going to leave.
That's correct.
Whichever king is at St Kilda. GWS.
That's it.
That's it. That's all of them. That's every
team. Yeah.
They fucked up.
I don't think they'll be as shit as...
Kingsley will be a good coach for them, I think.
Yeah, no. I mean, they smashed Gold Coast. I know it's only a practice game, so who gives a shit. But I think they'll be okay-ish.
They have cult hero status in the wings, boys. Gilby?
Yep.
We haven't talked about this at all. GWS player Gilby has come out and has been revealed during a team bonding exercise.
Jason Gilby.
Yep. During a team bonding exercise where they had to share personal information about themselves to develop, you know, camaraderie, shared that he, for most of his life, does not drink water, only drinks milk.
It was for the last 3 years. He read something... I think in hindsight has misread a thing.
Yep.
And then swapped out water for milk.
strongest bones in the AFL.
He's never going to break a limb.
Apparently the bone man. GWS dietitian heard about that and was very upset.
Immediately killed themselves. But also, not only loves drinking milk, but a few weeks ago posted a photo getting a haircut at the footy club.
Yep.
Bowl cut. Literally, so he's got like reasonably long hair.
Is he going to get a game?
One of his teammates put a bowl over his head. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if he doesn't get a game. He's doing good things for the GWS Giants.
Kings is going to be like, you're drinking milk, you're getting bowl cuts. When are you playing footy?
If you pick me, and then he'll get like 30 touches.
Well, I hope so. I think they're like 10th to 15th or so. Yep.
Toby Green is the sole captain this year.
I hate it.
Terrible choice.
Yeah.
One of my favorite, I was reading a tweet from someone the other day talking about that every time we talk about Toby Green, when he does something fucked up, we have to clarify, oh, but he's a good footballer, but he's done a dumb thing. He's a dumbass. He continually does shit things, and I think he's going to be a bad leader for that team.
I agree. Get fucked, Toby.
I had the opportunity to put him on my fantasy team, and I didn't, because I don't respect him.
This is true. Don't trust him.
Don't.
I had him in there a little bit last year, and my dad...
He's tantalizing, don't worry.
Yeah.
He really is.
Dad scolded me, but then Toby went real high, and I was like... Cop that, Dad.
And then and got then, suspended.
And then the following week, I think, scored in like the low 60s.
Suspended
and
or
like,
injured or had a bad game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next team.
Hawthorn.
Whoa, bottom four.
Bottom four. Bottom
maybe,
four.
Maybe even bottom, bottom.
Maybe even kick him out of the league pending investigations.
What's interesting is, so I was reading a thing today where someone was like, my name is Damien Barrett, was saying, you know.
Oh, that's a name I have not thought about, in a million years.
The argument, the thing was like.
I don't want to hear about
what's
him.
The big story, big call, and his big story was, oh, you'll hear, you know, it'll be that the Hawthorn Football Club are punished, penalised like draft picks and funding because of this racism investigation. When no one who is at the club now was overseeing, then they're all elsewhere. All the people involved in that incident are somewhere else.
Yeah.
Don't punish Hawthorn. None of the operators or the board who are there now were there back then, as far as I'm aware. Our CEO was one of them at my work. The president is somewhere else. I think he's at the AFL. Yeah, he is. Old mate's at the AFL.
Don't know.
Clarko's at North and Fagan's at Brisbane. And then whoever was the guy that they hung up to dry, he's somewhere else too.
Punish the club.
And
punish everybody.
Punish everybody.
Kill Jeff Kennett.
I reckon.
Yeah.
That's unrelated.
Yeah.
Just if you have an opportunity, do it.
Jeff is Hawthorn.
Mm.
Cut the head off.
Yeah.
Fish rots at the head.
Oh.
Hawk rots at the Jeff.
Oh.
Whoa. Yeah, fuck the Hawks. Bottom four.
Bottom two.
Grab a spoon.
Oh.
What's that spoon made out of, mate?
Wood.
I was going to say shit.
Oh.
That's funny to be like, yeah, so this team won the shit spoon this year. Finish bottom of the ladder.
Next team.
Melbourne.
Demons.
Top four.
Lock it in.
Yeah, lock it in. They're going to be
dangerous.
If Grundy and Gawn.
They're going to be angry at Brisbane.
if Gawn and Grundy can get up and running.
Well, did you see the practice game where they both kicked four goals? Yeah.
Well,
three
what's,
each.
Oh, what's going to happen
in the first half?
Yeah.
Grundy's going to be running forward and Gawn's just going to put himself behind the ball and intercept Mark like a badass.
Look, it could be magic time.
It could be magic time. It could be.
I hope it's not. Personally.
You know, personally.
Yeah, they can get fucked.
I'd love them to fall over and for Geelong to win or not Melbourne to win.
Yeah, that would be great.
But I just think they're too good. And they're going to do that thing that, you know, Richmond did in 18 where they bounced back in 19. Geelong did in 08 when they bounced back in 09. The teams that, like, they have that year where they go, oh, whoops, we've forgotten how to play, and then they remember.
Yeah.
This also just reminds me because Melbourne, I think, are the team most likely to win the first one of this. But there's just been an announcement that there's going to be a new medal.
Yes.
Which is basically the best club joint AFL-M, AFL-W. The way it works is if you win an AFL, if your club wins a game in AFL-M, you get 4 points. If your club wins a game in AFL-W, you get 8 points at the end of both seasons. Whichever club has the most points wins the medal. Forget what the medal's called. Could look it up.
Yep.
Choosing not to.
I think it should be called the How Good's Footy Cup.
I thought it was the McCalland or something like that.
It's a Mick something.
Yeah. Melbourne look very strong in both leagues.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mainly because in the W, no one's fucking poaching any players.
Nah.
Well, I mean, Essendon could be good. Going for the long game.
Yeah, wow. Oh, actually, yeah.
The longest Taylor. Game of all.
Yeah, long game, big time.
Come play with your partner.
Yeah.
In red and black.
Absolutely.
No more red and blue.
It's crazy that no Melbourne players were like, won the flag. What else is out there money-wise? They just went, no, love Melbourne. Love Mick.
That's the thing, Mick's an ear.
Yeah.
He's a good dude.
Oh, he's too good.
He seems like a great guy.
Bloody weapon.
Lovely guy.
Yeah.
Good on him. Damn.
Nah, good on him.
Nah, it's good. It is good for Melbourne.
Very good. Yeah, Melbourne will be good.
Speaking of teams that won't be, I'm assuming the next team.
North Melbourne.
Mm. Oh, bottom two.
Can I go on a little bit of a rant about North
Prison
Melbourne?
Prison for their coach.
Can I do that? Is that allowed? A rant?
Yeah, you can go on a little bit of a rant about their coach.
So this is the thing that, it's the whole club, Joel.
Oh, okay.
Dead Sean.
Slam them.
So North Melbourne put out a big statement being like, hey, we're the first club in the AFL, men's team, to have a female president and CEO. And while we're patting ourselves on the back for that, we're going to do fucking nothing about Tarryn Thomas abusing and harassing and stalking and threatening violence to women. And we're also going to do fucking nothing about Clarko abusing and berating journalists. And then him apologising but also saying, oh, I might do it again. What the fuck are you doing, North?
Apologised, then went on TV and was like, nah, you know, I just saw an injustice and I stepped in.
Right. Right.
So the journalist at Channel 9, so he originally went to Channel 9, had a meeting with her and other people.
Yeah, yep.
To apologise.
Yep. And then the next 5 minutes later.
A weird meeting.
Yes.
And then did that thing. And now Channel 9 have apparently made a complaint to North Melbourne again based on him basically retracting
his
apology. I think
if you get up there and are like, we are good for women because we've got a woman in the CEO, that's just noise.
But Tom.
That's just noise. Fucking do something.
Factor in too that what he said to the journalist is similar to a threat that Tarryn Thomas made to a woman.
Thank you very much.
Just bad all around.
Here's the thing. If Tarryn Thomas wasn't seen as the future of North Melbourne, he doesn't come back.
Yeah.
There was no actual punishment to him. He's going to play round
Thomas,
one.
No, he won't. No, he's not.
He's back playing.
No, he's back at the club. He's not, no. I guarantee you he's not playing round one.
Oh, we will see him in the first 3 weeks.
Tom, you're
going
to have to change your fantasy team.
Yeah.
He's not in there. I'm going to say this right now, boys. I got attacked a lot for my war on North Melbourne. Vindication.
No,
they have shown their true colours.
They've shown their true colours, and their
true colours are cunt and blue.
This is hindsight material happening here.
Tom, and also you never called in your war on North Melbourne. What you did was a North Melbourne supporter came after you, and you didn't even listen to it.
Didn't even come after him. Tom was rude originally.
Right.
I was. Yeah. I must have known. Like, I sometimes get premonitions.
Shut up, Tom.
Like in Final Destination.
I got a premonition for you. Geelong aren't winning another flag.
In your lifetime.
That's awkward. I'm going to live forever. Fueled by my hate for the North Melbourne Footy Club.
Terrence will see another five,
I live
though,
5 minutes he'll live to five forever. Hours away from that ground. I could do some things.
But I'm with you on North Melbourne.
They're disgraceful.
And
have a spine.
Every step of the way, too, worth noting, they've never been on the front foot come out. It's only been when the heat from the media has
And they literally, there was the Tarryn Thomas thing was a farce. Whatever day it was, that morning, Sonia Hood came out and was like, no, we're standing with him. He made some bad choices, but it's a complicated issue. And then an hour later, more news came out about some of the fucked things he had done. And by the end of the afternoon, they're like, oh, he's going to take a white break from the club for his mental health. Oh, is he? Is he, Sonia? Fucking lift. It's not fucking hard.
Yeah, it's disgraceful.
You can't stand up there and claim to be this progressive club that supports and empowers women when you're out there fucking doing this, right? You can have anyone. You can have your entire football department, all women. But if you're doing that sort of shit, it doesn't fucking matter.
Yep.
Money where your mouth is.
Yep.
If a Geelong player was doing that shit, fuck, I'd be livid at my club if he was still walking around.
100%. Next team. Fuck North.
Fuck North.
They're going to come 19th.
Also, I just did some check on the medal / trophy. It's the
McClelland.
McClelland trophy, and the club that wins gets the champion club honour.
Huge.
Any
money involved in that?
$1 million.
Whoa!
Shared between the club and its players.
Wow. What? Wonder what the percentage for players is.
I don't know.
Huge.
A dollar each.
I would also be
concerned.
You know
what would spice it up? Shared with members of the club.
Whoa!
What they should do.
Everyone gets $5.
That'll charge up some memberships, I reckon. No, not even. Yeah,
You have to be a member by a certain date halfway through the season.
I reckon that's big.
That is big.
They should do it.
A club should just do that. If we win the championship.
I'm in favour, though, of the AFLW players getting more money.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I'm more concerned.
The AFLM players, you got enough. Shut up.
I'm more concerned of, like, what's the split between the clubs.
It'll be
80%
club, and, like, the players can have a little.
$4.
Couple of coins.
Yeah, it'll be 80% clubs, but then, like,
which part of the club you think?
Yeah.
80% to the men's program.
Yeah, 22%
to
women.
The thing that's going to be.
Women's worth double the points.
Women's worth double the points.
Double the money.
Double the money.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I lost my train of thought.
Yeah, fair enough.
Fuck.
Good chat, Tom.
I think it was good. I think it was a good point.
Next club. I don't reckon it was.
Ah, I feel like it was really
good. It'll be huge. You know what I can imagine happening next year? An AFLW team is an absolute fucking powerhouse, and the men's team finishes like
12.
Between 6th and 8th, doesn't perform in the finals, they become the champion club, then the men's team gets all the money, and then it'll make the news, and everyone will be like, fuck this club.
So, it's going to be really annoying when Carlton do that. Adelaide.
Carlton won't get near it.
It'll
man.
Be Adelaide. Anyway, the point I was going to make is that this year, I think, is the first year where the Players Association have come out and said as part of the CBA, they're going to negotiate together.
Fantastic.
So that'll be really interesting, speaking of more pay for women's football.
Brilliant. Good.
Next club.
Port Adelaide.
Interesting.
If they don't make finals, Ken Hinckley should just strap himself in and go to the sun.
They could do anything.
Sean, they could be top four.
Or bottom four.
Or they could miss, and that would make me happy.
Sean, I think
the glee that just erupted across your
Tom,
face.
Tom, you know I hate him.
I know you do, mate. Yep.
Softened slightly by your mate.
Your brother.
Yeah.
My brother Jacob.
Yep.
But it's not enough.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
But they could do anything, though. Like, if Butters is fit, if Dixon's fit, if Rioli or Fantasia get up and running, if they have a ruckman for most of the year, there's so many ifs. If Horn Francis gets over there and is like, hey, North, you're a bad club, this is what you missed out on, who knows?
I think if Dixon can get his dick on the field for 20 games, they're playing finals.
Yep.
I think we should break into the Port Adelaide.
I love it already.
Coaching box.
Okay.
Install a button.
Yep.
So that if.
An ejector seat?
Yes.
And you know who we give that the switch for that button?
Who?
Koshy.
Oh, no.
Why?
Because he'll launch
him
into the sun.
He hasn't done anything in 10 years.
He'll launch him in the sun.
I need it.
I think, actually, you know what?
A fan. Give it to a fan.
Real Bane stuff. One citizen.
One Port Adelaide supporter. He'll be the trigger man.
The moment you lose hope, pull the trigger,
and the Port Adelaide Football Club will be wiped off the earth. First I will break your football team, then I'll break your town.
Listens to the Never Tear Us Apart.
Beautiful voice.
But I like this thinking, yeah.
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 There should be.
Give it to me, though.
Yeah.
Do you think we need to, it's an ejector to shoot him to the sun?
Yeah.
I think we would be, it's quicker, let's dig a hole to hell.
Oh, yeah, that just is drop quicker, it's a bit closer.
Yeah.
What, send him to North Melbourne?
I wish you
could teleport him to an active volcano.
Yeah, Cane Corns.
And then go, the Fitzroy Lions send their regards and kick him in.
I think actually it's a good idea every year.
Staple his footy contract to his head from when he played for Fitzroy and sat on the bench. Kick him into a volcano. Or shark infested waters is good too.
Yeah.
Did you say shark?
Yeah. Got him.
I think that this is a good idea for every club, I think. Every coach is sitting on an ejector seat, and one randomly picked member has the trigger.
Love it.
And then the moment in the season, you're just like, I'm sick of this coach. You just press the button.
Why'd it be like team selection? Zorko's playing. Kill him.
Zorko's in and Leicester's in.
Oh my God. Leicester. If I see Leicester step foot into like the training facility, bang.
Brisbane would need a new coach very quickly.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'd go you're pressing that
button before the game even starts because you're like, nah, get Fagan out of there.
I press the button as soon as I get it because I just got to know how. Yeah, just got to know what it's like.
Just got to know if it works. Fagan just goes, bang! It's a cleaner is like getting the seat organised and just launches into space. And now you're like, that button does work.
The club hate me, but I've got a 12-month contract.
Yeah.
When it ends, though, they eject you.
I kill 400 coaches
in 22 rounds.
There's no one left, so Ackermanis is the coach.
No, Sean, you're playing chess, right? It's a long-form chess play. Yeah. You kill every available coach, so the only one who can coach them is you.
Master plan.
Brilliant.
Next team, Richmond.
Richmond could be top four, could miss finals.
Yeah.
Just don't know.
It just depends on.
They've got a lot of old players. It depends if the midfield clicks and they've got old players. If they break down, it could be over.
But also the thing of Hopper and Taranto are great gets, and you forget how good Lynch was off limited games last year. Like, he nearly won the Coleman and he played less games. So
Riewoldt, I don't expect anything from him, really.
If they get up and running, Richmond just have that thing that if they get up and running, you're fucked.
Yeah.
We'll probably get a good read on them again when they play against Carlton.
In 24 hours' time.
Jesus. St Kilda, bottom four.
Bottom four.
Bad vibes, to be honest.
Bad vibes. Their injury list is longer than Charlie Dixon's penis.
And that's one of the longest things in the world. Yeah. Sydney.
Sydney could...
I think top four.
I think, yeah. They're in the top part of the ladder. I know we've probably put eight teams in the top four.
I think top six is Sydney. My top four would probably be, unless I'm forgetting anyone stupid, and this is not in any order, Melbourne, Brisbane, Geelong.
Sydney. And then Richmond.
Richmond.
I'm probably Melbourne, Geelong, Brisbane, Carlton. But I think Sydney maybe fifth. Sydney could be first to six.
Did you guys see Errol Goulden in that practice game?
Yes.
Yeah.
And fucking everyone, up. At that moment, everyone was like, how much is he in fantasy?
Oh, not that much.
Yeah.
A decent amount.
Yeah.
But might be worth picking up.
Hopefully. That's what I think anyway.
Interesting.
Yeah. Taking a different punt.
Oh.
Jim Kelly.
Yucky.
Sean. I'm changing my mind.
I would
say. Hey, Tom, we all make fucked decisions at the start of fantasy. You get excited.
Like Tim Kelly going to West Coast.
No, he did it for family reasons. Good
His
on
heart
him.
Was not.
I wish him. I actually want him to have a really good season.
So do I.
Season.
I want him to have an awesome season for fantasy.
For my fantasy team.
Who's in your team too?
No, I thought about it because all I heard was Tim Kelly's training the house down. No, look.
Yeah,
his,
but no. But did you actually see that story, or did you just see the meme by Josh Gallup?
No, it wasn't that. I was. There was all the reports out of West Coast that he's super fit. He's going to have a huge year, blah, blah, blah. And then I saw his preseason scores and I was like, no. do it for a few weeks before I trust you.
Next team. Well, West Coast.
Bottom six, I think. I think they surely will be better than two wins last year.
Well, so I think the issue is their season at the start of last year looked like what St Kilda looked like at the start of this year, which is why I'm worried for the Saints. But I think West Coast, they'll just have to be better.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, also COVID won't fuck them this
Correct.
Time.
They got fucked pretty
they
badly about that.
One game at home, I think, last year.
Yeah.
Because they beat North in Melbourne, so.
And they beat Essendon.
No, they beat Collingwood in Melbourne. North beat them.
Oh, really?
One of North's few wins was.
Oh, that's right. West Coast beat Essendon and Collingwood.
It's crazy that they beat Collingwood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's the most, like, the least shocking thing of all time that they beat Essendon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
West Coast, they should be winning more than five games. Like, five or six.
And then this is a team that, like, who knows? The fuck knows?
Western Bulldogs. I have them just making the eight or dropping out.
I think they'll make the eight.
Yeah.
Depends how their psycho forward line operates.
The psycho forward line in the practice match looked fucked.
Some clubs are going to die.
Yeah.
Brisbane aren't actually equipped for four talls.
No.
And also considering
we will be fucked. We're already, pretty much ever since the year 2000, Western Bulldogs seem to have been a dangerous club for Essendon.
Yeah.
They have shit on us so many times.
They have built
recently.
A list just to beat Essendon.
Yeah. Decimate. They still have 21 goals in a row on us once.
Oh, yeah. That was fucked. They still have a psycho midfield.
Yep.
They've improved their back line.
They
could be top four easily.
Yeah.
It depends on how that forward line goes. But also, the thing about that forward line is a couple of them are quite mobile.
Yeah, it's psycho.
It's a scary prospect for a backline.
They'll bash shit teams.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely murder them. And then when they come up against, like, a Melbourne who are really organised and Geelong with an organised backline.
Yeah, that's when
they'll
struggle.
Things will be trickier. That's when we'll get a test of what they're actually going to be.
Do you know what their forward line and their midfield is probably set up for?
Chaos.
Sean, the mythical 200 points.
Oh.
There is a massive chance it happens.
If they come up against, actually, North they Melbourne. Absolutely fucked them last year. Yeah, coming up against North Melbourne,
St Kilda, West Coast, make it happen.
Essendon.
Well, West Coast have players back, so if they,
who knows? But they're scary as fuck. If it works, maybe it won't work. Maybe they'll be too slow, and teams will just murder them with rebounds. We'll see what happens.
It's gonna be exciting
because that's always been the issue. They've always done really well in the midfield to protect their shitty back line.
Yeah,
but have had a kind of shitty forward line as well. Now it's just completely psycho.
Might get so psycho, Norton goes back to half back.
Well, Josh Bruce has.
I feel bad for him. Comes back from an ACL.
Oh, don't feel bad if he dominates as a backman.
Nah, true.
They're playing Melbourne round one.
That is spice.
Do you want to know a fun fact about that game, boys?
Sure.
That game is the 3,000th game of VFL AFL played at the MCG.
Wow.
That number seems kind of low, but like 3,000, but then I think about it, that is a lot of footy.
That's a lot of footy. Yeah.
That's incredible.
It's pretty cool.
How next team. There isn't one.
We did all 18.
Do we have any emails?
Sean, a little announcement, and it breaks my heart to say this, but due to some admin issues and organization and busyness and health and well-being, unfortunately this week we were not able to lock in guest Wayne Dusha. So rather than leaving your questions unanswered, he'll pop up in the next couple of weeks and maybe give you a bit of a fantasy boost because his fantasy advice is going to be relevant all year. Obviously, starting your team is probably more handy, but you can fix it. You can sort it out with your trades if you really fuck it up. There was plenty of people last year that absolutely fucked it in the first couple of rounds of fantasy, and then by the byes, they were all right. Yep. Other teams had the opposite effect. Me, for example.
Me too.
Yeah, my team fell apart after the byes.
Yeah.
We all did.
Yeah. So what we'll do is we'll answer your emails, and then if any of them we give shit answers to, Dad will hear it and be like, boys.
Don't draft him, Kelly.
All right, let's do it.
All right. This is from Dan, who signs off in a funny way that I'll start with, especially considering what the questions are. Dan, in brackets, future Weapons League immortal.
Is the first question, how do you play AFL fantasy?
It's pretty close.
Immortal suggests we'll one day have a Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's good.
I
love that. We're already in it.
Automatic selections.
Dear Elder Council of the Football Fantasy, I come seeking guidance late into the off-season to guide my 2023 quest for carnage. In my 2022 campaign...
That's what your nickname should be.
I've been known as Carnage from time to time.
Sean
Coach Carnage.
Coach Carnage is good.
In my 2022 campaign, I learned a lot of valuable lessons, like making Max Gawn captain for 10 straight weeks because he seems like a good bloke is a bad decision. Or that having lots of red dots on the field is bad, especially when you have lots of green dots on the bench. Things started to look up late last year, but I have two important questions. One, what the fuck is a captain's loophole? Every time I hear it, it sounds like some dark footballing wizardry. How do I take advantage of it?
So captain's loophole is very easy. Dan, was it Dan?
It was Dan.
So you just make sure that your vice captain is playing before your captain. Preferably a team playing on Thursday or Friday night.
Yep.
See their score. If their score is massive, put your captaincy on a player who will not play and put them on the field.
Yep.
If your vice captain, Bailey Smith, scores 150 points,
yep.
Pick a player on your bench who's not going to play, make him captain, and then put the guy that you were going to have as captain as an emergency on the bench, and then that'll You'll get the double score from Bailey Smith, essentially. Yeah.
So basically, you've got to make sure that, because this is very, very easy to fuck up, and you've got to do it in the middle of the round. So if you fuck it, it stays fucked.
Yeah.
Vice captain has to play before the captain.
Correct.
The player that you put the captaincy on has to not play. If they're named as the emergency,
you want to pick someone who's injured, ideally. Yeah.
Be careful this year because there are subs.
Yep.
Yeah. If you pick a sub and they go on to the. I think if they're a sub and they're not used, it's fine.
Doesn't count, yeah.
But if they're a sub
and they come on for 2 minutes at the end and get one handball and they're your captain,
you get that's 2 points.
You don't even if they score zero, it still counts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, this is crucial too. The person you have as vice captain has to score big, otherwise.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they only score like 100, keep it on your captain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, what the way to use it, the practical way to use it is if you've got two guns in your team. And you're like, I don't know who to make captain.
Can I give a real world example?
Yeah.
So I have put Tom Stewart as my vice captain because he's playing on Friday night.
Yep.
And I've put Callum Mills as my captain.
Yep.
Which gives me enough buffer room that if Tom Stewart goes off, I can swap it over.
Yep. So you would then swap.
I'd take Mills off and I'd put one of my midfielder emergencies on who's not playing.
Yep.
Put the big C on him, make Callum Mills the emergency so I still get Mills a score.
So yeah. The three things to, like, the last thing that's very important is you've got to make sure that whoever you originally had as your captain
is your
putting on your bench is the emergency, and you've got to make sure that you're not fucking up and having someone else that's already played listed as an emergency in that position because you will get the lower score.
Yeah.
If you've got two emergencies listed in the one position and one of your players is injured and doesn't play, you get the lower score.
If you're unsure from this audio example we've given you, you can Google it and you'll be able to find it.
Yeah. And two, how much money should be sitting on my bench in round one? Should I invest heavy into it early on to sell off later, or should I sink nearly everything into my on-field players?
Sink nearly everything into your on-field players. Your bench should be rookies who are going to get games to juice up their prices.
Your bench should consist of players who are in the 200 to 300 sort of.
Yeah, bracket. And if you've, I would be trying to avoid everyone that's over 210.
210, 250.
That rules out players like
Ashcroft, but you want him on the field.
Ashcroft will be on the field, but there might be a couple of others like him. You might have, George Wardlaw, who's not going to play round one.
That
was a top three pick, I think.
Yep.
And he's probably around 280 or 290.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would say between 200 and 300. Don't go more than that.
Yeah, pointless. Because every...
And you want bench players who will get minutes. Even if they're not getting high scores, if they get minutes, their price is going to go up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyone that starts on 200,000, if they're playing from round one, they'll be like 400,000 by...
That's round money five. For you.
Yeah.
So it is crucial to pick a bench that is both cheap but will also be guys that are going to play. Because I've picked players in the past that are cheap.
Yeah.
And they just didn't play all season.
Yeah.
And so it's like you're literally earning nothing from that.
You know what's good? Having one player that you know is never going to play all season.
That's a dual position player.
Oh, I was a dual position player.
Yeah. And captain's loophole.
Or even like in that example, perhaps one that is probably going to get games at some point this year. But just not early in the year.
Yeah.
The issue with captain's loophole early in the season is if you have picked your bench really well and it's all players that might get a game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Things to think about. But yeah, don't leave money. I would often come up against players last year who had like $500,000 players sitting on the bench.
Yeah.
It's just like
a waste. That's such
a
waste.
Trade them out, upgrade the players on the field.
If they're only missing 1 week and they're a jet, yeah, keep them on the bench. That's fine. You've got the coverage, but it's ruthless.
That's only if you've got the coverage, though. Sometimes. Get him out.
Yeah.
Another thing with the bench that you can do is if you wait until Thursday, you just got to make sure you don't fuck this up. Wait until Thursday. Wait until team selection comes out. You can see which cheap players have been named to play. Chuck them on the bench.
Yeah.
Great call.
Been pretty good.
There are some names in the reserves that I want to knock off, and I need some fatherly advice to make it happen. Best of luck in 2023, Dan.
Well, Dan, none of us are dads, but we're all dads in spirit.
Yeah.
We have the potential to be dads.
We do, Tom.
We're full of cum.
Now, this is dangerous and not helpful advice by us, I don't think, because this is from Ryan of the Light and Tangy Crips.
Rhino.
A team that performed significantly better than any of us.
Give him bad advice. I mean, let's give him some good advice.
We are going to really struggle to be helpful here, I think, but we'll give it a crack. So Ryan says, Dear Papa Dusha, it's obviously Wayne sadly could not be with us today, but...
That's you now.
Yeah, it's me.
Potential Papa Dusha.
The 400 to 500K midfielders are giving me grief. Feels like there could be a bargain in Warple, Dersma, and Callahan, but I've only got room in my team for one of them. I'm having a hard time splitting them. Warple is probably the strongest role, probably has the strongest role of the three, filling the gap left by Tom Mitchell, but for some reason I'm just not sold on him. I also don't trust Sam Mitchell. Dersma is the player I actually like the best of the three, but him being a winger might make him less consistent. Port have a harder early draw of the three teams too. Callahan has an easier early draw and looks like a bit of an accumulator in his practice games. High risk / high reward ? Is there any other considerations I should be taking into account in my decision? Any wisdom from the guru? Cheers, Ryan.
Callahan's a winger as well and a young player. So if you're concerned with Dersma as he's a winger and it could be inconsistent, you're likely to cop the same with Callahan.
Yep.
I would, however, suggest going for Callahan. I think he's going to be good.
Yep.
He's going to get minutes. They've lost players in the midfield, so he's going to get games.
He's going to rotate.
And they're really excited about him too.
Yep. And they want to keep him, so they're going to give him minutes.
I also think Dersma's a good choice because I think the only way is up for him. He's in the 400,000s, I think.
Yeah.
So get him. I'd get him too.
And Warple.
I might have both of them.
Also, Ryan, this is a little bit of insider information, I think. But I don't think my dad has any 400 to 500,000 players on the field. In fact, that falls into the mid-range that makes him sick.
Mid-range is dicey.
Yeah.
Because it's like, unless you're pretty confident they're going to come in and do some good stuff.
Yeah.
What's the point of him? They're not going to make you money, potentially.
One thing I can absolutely share, because he has hammered me with this multiple times, is he likes his guns and rookies in every position. So he'll grab like...
He'll have a Dunkley and he'll have an Ashcroft.
Yeah.
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 And he pays attention to the practice games, pays attention to the stats, pays attention to the injuries in the practice games to figure out...
He knows where the openings will be.
Yeah. Like, so for example... someone could pull like 150 fantasy points in a practice game, but Dad will look at it and be like, yeah, but they're actually the third selection for that spot. And them performing that well, yeah, it's impressed people, but it's only bumped them up one spot because the key player that they were filling in for will be playing instead.
Sure.
So got to keep an eye out for stuff like that. But yeah, as in a midfield, I don't think Dad would have had.
Kados the Weapon's trying to steer me towards, for instance, Sam Flanders, midfielder for Gold Coast,
because
he had a huge game in the preseason. But I look at that and say, yeah, but Tuke Miller didn't play. Noah Anderson was down. There's factors.
Yeah.
There's a reason why someone came in and dominated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you got to look at the reasons. You got to look at all the data.
Yeah. There's a lot
or
going on.
Just go with your vibe. Go with your gut and your heart.
Ryan, also look at your fixture. Is it in the early couple of rounds, is a decision like this going to ruin your season? Don't stress out too much, Ryan. Have a look at the teams. If you recognize them from last year, can probably remember their form.
Yeah.
See what they're like. I don't know who you're playing, so there is a chance you are coming up against some absolute weapons and you could fuck a year with this decision, but try not to sweat one spot in the 22. And I think that's all the fantasy emails for today.
I love it.
If you want to email the show, you can hit us up at howgoodsfooty@gmail.com. Or you can tweet us at howgoodsfooty. You can find us individually on Twitter too. I'm at douche13.
I'm at Carney from 55.
I'm at Awkward Trade.
And in 24 hours, round one has officially begun. Best of luck to everyone in the fantasy football. Best of luck to everyone who follows football. I hope your team well wishes, unless you barrack for North Melbourne, in which case...
get fucked.
Yeah.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.